In recent years, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued recalls for over 128,000 electric bikes from brands including Specialized, Trek, Rad Power Bikes, Aventon, Reese & Mueller, Lectric, Pedego, Anchier, and numerous others. In today's podcast, we'll examine the issues that prompted the recalls, including battery safety, fire, explosions, mechanical failures, and software issues. We'll also identify four brands that have not been the subject of CPSC recalls, and what differentiated those that have not experienced recalls from those that have. Next, on the herd.
E-bikes, they're everywhere now, right? Like, it's not just a fad anymore.
It really seems that way.
It's a whole different way to experience cycling. You know, you're definitely in the right place to learn more if you're curious about them. But I totally get it. With all the recall news lately, it's only natural to wonder, like, hold on, are these things actually safe?
Yeah, it's a really valid concern, especially with how fast the e-bike market is growing. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt there have been some, let's say, hiccups on the safety front.
And the numbers seem to back that up.
They do.
We're talking over 128,700 e-bikes recalled by the CPSC. That's a huge number.
It's significant. And it's not just, you know, smaller brands you've never heard of. This involves some big names, Specialized, Rad Power Bikes, and Anchier, companies people recognize.
So what's behind all these recalls? What are the main problems that have been found?
Well, the reasons vary, and some are definitely more serious than others. Battery fires, those are a major worry. A lot of times it comes down to how those batteries are being managed. See, lithium ion batteries, they're amazing for efficiency, but they can really overheat if they're not properly regulated. A good battery management system, it's like a safety net, stops overcharging, keeps the temperature in check.
Right.
Problem is, not every e-bike has these really robust systems in place. That's where you get these dangerous overheating situations popping up.
Makes sense. And then there's also been those stories about, like, mechanical things going wrong and even software glitches causing problems.
Yeah, those are definitely on the list too. Mechanically, some e-bikes have been recalled because of faulty parts. The Radwagon 4 had tire problems, for example. Sadly, those even led to injuries. Then on the software side, there have been cases, like the Aventon Cinch Point 2, where a malfunction caused sudden acceleration, like out of nowhere. Imagine that happening in traffic.
Yikes, yeah.
Not good.
Definitely a lot to think about. But even with these examples, and they do highlight the potential dangers, it's important to remember not all brands are made the same. There are companies out there setting a really high bar for safety.
Absolutely. You've got Bosch, Yamaha, Gazelle, Stromer. They've all earned really solid reputations for putting safety front and center in their design and manufacturing.
So what makes these brands different? What are they doing that others aren't?
Well, for one, they're incredibly thorough with testing. Gazelle, for example, they put their e-bikes through over 129 different tests. We're talking about simulating years and years of wear and tear, rough roads, bad weather, all in a controlled environment in their lab.
I read they even have a salt spray bath to recreate like 2 years of weathering damage in just 1 week.
Right.
Talk about commitment.
It's that kind of above and beyond attitude that really gives you confidence in their product. Mm. And it's not just Gazelle. Bosch, they're known for their really high quality motors and batteries. They've really put in the work to build a reputation for reliability and safety.
So it seems like it's more than just flashy features and a nice design. It's also what's happening behind the scenes, the engineering, the rigorous testing, all of that.
Exactly. And while those things might not be obvious when you're looking at an e-bike in the store, they're absolutely essential for a safe and enjoyable riding experience.
It's like they say, knowledge is power, right?
Mm.
And the more we understand about what makes an e-bike safe, the better choices we can make. Ride with more confidence, too.
Couldn't agree more. And it's not just about relying on the manufacturers to get it right. We as riders, we've got to be proactive, too.
So what can we actually do as e-bike owners or people thinking about getting one to make sure we're riding safely?
The CPSC website is a fantastic resource. They've got tons of info on e-bike recalls, safety tips, all that good stuff. It's worth checking every so often, especially if you're buying used, you know.
Makes sense. Kind of like you wouldn't buy a used car without checking its history, right?
Exactly. Do your homework. And speaking of maintenance, just like with a car, e-bikes need regular checkups to stay in top shape.
So we're talking like tire pressure, brakes, the basics.
Absolutely. Simple stuff, but it makes a huge difference. And of course, you can't forget about the battery. It's like the heart of your e-bike. Battery safety is crucial.
Definitely been a big theme in our conversation. What are some key things to remember specifically about the batteries?
Charging, that's a big one. Don't overcharge it. You can actually damage the battery over time, even risk a fire. Stick to what the manufacturer recommends for charging times.
No more leaving it plugged in overnight, hoping for the best.
Nope, better safe than sorry. And another thing, always, always use the charger that came with your bike or a compatible replacement from a trusted brand. Using the wrong charger can fry your battery.
Good to know. Are there any, like, visual signs we should watch out for? Stuff that might mean there's something wrong with the battery.
Oh, absolutely. If you see any swelling, weird smells, or if the battery feels really hot, or if you see any kind of leakage, those are all red flags. Something's not right.
And if we notice any of that, what should we do?
Stop using the bike right away and call the manufacturer or a qualified e-bike technician. Don't try to fix it yourself. Lithium-ion batteries, they're generally safe, but if you mess with them the wrong way, things can get dangerous.
Definitely a time to call in the pros.
For sure. Another thing, when you're storing your e-bike, avoid extreme temperatures, hot or cold. A cool, dry place is best for the battery, and ideally store it at about a 50% charge.
So even when it's not being used, still got to be mindful of that battery.
Exactly. With proper care, these batteries are designed to last for years. Following those simple tips can really help with that. And most importantly, it keeps you safe.
It's all about being informed and proactive. Now, let's say, you know, despite our best efforts, something happens. Our e-bike is part of a recall. What do we do then?
First thing, don't freak out. Recalls, they're more common than you might think, and the good manufacturers, they have processes to deal with this.
So it's not necessarily a sign that we made a mistake buying that particular e-bike.
Not at all. It's just the nature of technology, right? Things change, they get improved, and sometimes recalls are just part of making sure everyone's safe. The key is to respond the right way. So if your e-bike does get recalled, stop using it immediately, even if it seems to be working fine.
Better safe than sorry. What's next?
Get in touch with the manufacturer or the store where you bought it. They'll walk you through the process, which usually involves a free repair or getting a replacement part.
That's good to know. There's a system to make things right. But gotta be honest, with all this talk about recalls and potential issues, it can feel a bit overwhelming. How do we stay in the loop without becoming like e-bike safety neurotics?
It's all about balance. Subscribe to some e-bike newsletters. Follow reputable blogs and websites. There are also online forums and communities where people share their experiences and knowledge. The key is staying informed without letting it take over your life.
Right. Integrate these safety practices without letting fear ruin the fun of riding.
Exactly. E-biking is about freedom, the thrill of being out in the open, enjoying the ride, discovering new places. Don't lose sight of that.
You know, it occurs to me, this whole e-bike safety thing, it's bigger than just the bikes themselves, right? It's like this whole trend, technology changing so fast, and, well, we're trying to keep up as consumers.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. We get drawn in by the convenience, the new features, how cool this tech is, but then it's on us to educate ourselves, to be smart about using it.
Like that saying, with great power
comes great responsibility.
Exactly. We have these amazing e-bikes, but we've got to use them responsibly and make good choices.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know, consumer awareness is huge. The more we demand safe, reliable products, the more manufacturers will prioritize those things. It goes both ways.
Right. Like, we're all part of this conversation about how technology fits into our lives, and safety has got to be a big part of that.
Couldn't agree more. And like we've been talking about, this conversation never really ends. What we know about e-bike safety today, it might be different tomorrow, right? New battery tech, updated regulations, what consumers expect, it's all changing constantly.
So how do we stay ahead of the game? As we wrap up our deep dive here, what's the main takeaway? What should we leave our listeners with?
Stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Read those reviews, check out online forums, talk to people who know e-bikes. The more you know, the better equipped you'll be, both as a consumer and as a rider.
Great advice. It's not about being scared of these new technologies like e-bikes, but about going in with our eyes open, being curious.
Exactly. Knowledge is power. Ride smart, ride safe, and most importantly, enjoy the ride.
Couldn't have said it better myself. A big thank you to you for lending your expertise to our conversation today. We really appreciate it. And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into e-bike safety. Until next time, happy riding.
The Herd Podcast is produced by the Gazelle International Owners Group on Facebook. The managing editor and executive producer is Gary Fujioka Sr.